and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in under 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello, and with me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited today. Today we are continuing our series on Disney resorts, and today we are going to talk about Disney's Coronado Springs Resort.
Excellent. I love it over there. It's actually among my top in moderate resort choices. I love staying there.
It's a very, very unique and cool looking resort. So let's lead, I guess, with the history of the resort, when it was built, any changes that it's had, because it's gone through most recently a pretty significant change. So let's break it down for people. How did it start and how did we get where we are?
It opened in August of 1997, and it is unique in so many ways, including that when it opened, it was the first moderate resort to also be a convention center.
Yes, big deal. Very big deal.
Just recently, July of 2020, we saw big changes there. They got rid of a small section of the resort, and they replaced it with the Grand Destino Tower. And it is grand, as its grand name indicates. It is among my new favorites. I am simply in love.
What makes it, what had you fall in love with it?
They really hit it out of the park with this. First of all, if you know me, you know I'm a little bit of a hotel motel snob, though I put that aside
no,
in Disney.
No.
For those of you that don't know, big difference, hotel versus motel. Hotels are all interior corridors. So I love that when you get there, you're inside. So if it's Florida rain, you're not walking around outdoors like it's so many of the resorts. And it's just breathtaking from the minute you enter their lobby. They've got a massive lobby, a two-story entryway that all glass wall looking out onto the lake and the rest of the property. They put in more dining in a resort that already had the most dining. They now have even more. And they've just added so many touches to make it modern and unique. And last but not least, the tower has some great views. We were in a standard view room, and if you know anything about my little pitch on standard, don't listen, Disney, usually translate to parking lot. And it does translate to parking lot here, but all you have to do is not look down. Look straight and look up. You can have a great view depending exactly where you are in the tower. You can see Animal Kingdom, you can see Epcot, you can see Hollywood Studios from a standard view room. We watched the Star Wars fireworks from our room and had an incredible, incredible view. Where else can you say that?
Probably not many places on property. I would say that the only other one might be the Riviera, if that's even the case.
They do offer some amazing views there as well, but you're going up in category to the home away from home, the deluxe resort, so you're changing prices drastically.
Right, which is very important, right? All right, so let's talk about it. Who is it for? Who do you think that this resort is really geared to target?
Obviously, as I said, it's convention goers, so you may end up there by default, so to speak, because your company's having a conference and you want to add on and you don't want to move rooms, so you're staying there. It's a great resort for families. It's going to give you some extra space in your room over a value resort. And if you're a tower person, one of the other unique elements to the tower is it is the only moderate that offers a club level access. So it's for somebody who really wants all of those extra elements, but doesn't necessarily want the price tag that goes with it. With club level, you're getting that expedited check-in, that extra level of service, but you're also getting that lounge. So you can have breakfast in the lounge, snacks throughout the day, appetizers. The lounge also has great viewing, as I was saying, of the Star Wars fireworks if you opted for a room on the other side, which has a teensy tiny Magic Kingdom fireworks view. You kind of get the best of both worlds this way. And you can get one of those club level rooms because it's a moderate resort, get the club level experience for less than a standard view room would be at some place like the Contemporary. So you can kind of up your game getting all of that extra stuff and getting some value.
If you were to describe it, would you say that it's overwhelmingly people that are attending conferences, or do you think it's split?
So it definitely depends on the time of the year. I think where I see it the most is in the bar areas at night and in some of the restaurants at night. The advantage to having a lot of conference people with you, if they're doing what their company sent them to do, they're going to the conference. Follow along. You know where they're not going?
Anywhere that you want to be as a vacation goer.
They're not getting on the bus with me to go to the theme park. So the buses tend to be quieter in the morning. Sometimes in the evening, they've gone after a conference. But their buses tend to be a bit lighter in the morning because all these people are heading into conference rooms instead of theme parks.
So you had mentioned buses as transportation. Is that the main mode of transportation for this resort?
I would have to say it's probably the only drawback to this resort. It's buses. You don't have boats, you don't have monorails, you don't have sky gondolas. So you've got buses or obviously the minivan option.
So when you say buses, those folks that have stayed at some resorts, like let's say Caribbean Beach, for example, there are several stops on the on a bus train. Is that what we're talking about here? Or is it just that's the only way you can get around?
It's both. So it is the only way you can get around, but it is a larger resort. So it does run an internal bus if you're not a big walker, and the bus will make multiple stops.
Okay. So that's important to know as well. One of the things that you had described early on when we talked about this resort was the amount of restaurants that they had on property, that when they did that expansion most recently, they added more restaurants to it. So let's break it down for folks. If they're foodies and they're staying at this resort, what can they look forward to?
So much food.
Good.
It's amazing. And there's even an extra pop-up restaurant if the conferences aren't doing food. So it's interesting to me how much detail Disney puts into things. Some conferences include your meals. Some conferences give you a break or don't include breakfast. And so part of the reason they have all of those options is if the conference people are coming out for lunch, they want to make sure that resort guests can easily get lunch as well. So it gives them many more opportunities. They've got your typical quick service restaurant, El Mercado, three different made-to-order stations, great burgers, Mexican. Lots of choices in there, but, you know, go up, order your food, take it on a tray, and have a seat.
Right.
They also have a grab-and-go spot, ready-to-go salads, sandwiches, ice cream, yogurt, cake, cookies. That's a separate location. Cafe Rick's has become one of my favorites. Amazing, amazing burgers. Funny that that's what you're looking for on property. But I've actually driven over to Cafe Rick's just to have a great burger. It's a sports bar in part, but pretty quiet, so easily go with the family. Definitely somewhere to get a great sit-down meal that does not need a reservation.
But you said it's a sports bar, so there are televisions and things like that going on there?
There are televisions. They are more in the bar area versus the restaurant area, so you can have that quieter dinner. But if you want that sports element, you can definitely grab a seat near a TV screen.
Okay, cool. What else?
Maya Grill. Sit-down Mexican restaurant, reservations highly recommended. When they did the renovation, they put out in the middle of the lake a new restaurant, Three Bridges. Its name is because there are three different bridges to get there. So as we were saying, the resort is large. It's got this lake in the middle. The three bridges really connect it and make it easy to get there from anywhere. Great cocktails and tapas menu there.
Nice.
Dahlia Lounge, top floor of the Grand Destino Tower. It's a lounge, obviously, so great drink menu, light bites offered, and they have a phenomenal outdoor patio. So if you're not staying there and you want to head over, again, this is where you're going to get that great fireworks view for Hollywood Studios. And again, just that ability to stand on a patio and take in three different parks' iconic features is amazing to me.
Now, that's not a type of thing you need a reservation for?
It is not.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Keep going, because there's more. Like you said, they just keep going.
right across from Dahlia Lounge, it's actually a little bit of a waiting area for Toledo Tapas Steak and Seafood, their newest restaurant. Sit-down dining reservations definitely needed. And in open kitchen, again, they have tapas menu, but then full menu, great use of a dining plan credit. They also very uniquely have three private glassed-in rooms. So maybe you're doing a birthday celebration. Maybe you're doing a rehearsal dinner after a wedding. Maybe you're doing a graduation party. Great spot to be able to get some private dining, but still be able to use your dining plan. So talk to us about how to secure any of those room locations. And again, not guaranteed. You can ask when you arrive, but you can get a table on the side of the restaurant that would give you that view of the Hollywood Studios fireworks. You can also get a view of the Magic Kingdom fireworks. I would say it is not a restaurant I would go to for a Magic Kingdom fireworks view. Very, very limited fireworks viewing for Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Any other restaurants?
One more.
Okay.
More of a lounge, the Barcelona Lounge, and that is downstairs in the Grandestino Tower. Again, lounge, as its name indicates, it does have that bar feature to it, but it also has a grab-and-go option. So you can get a lot of breakfast things in the morning. They've got fruit cups and bagels and muffins, croissants, things like that. And again, this is where Disney's kind of upped their game. When you're sitting on a bar stool at Barcelona Lounge, if you reach underneath the bar, you've got a USB plug. You've got a pocketbook or a backpack hook. All those extra little things that you don't necessarily think of.
Especially for convention folks, right? I mean, like being that resort, that's key for people that are going on business, definitely.
It's amazing. And again, the Barcelona Lounge and that whole Grandestino Tower was done with Walt's love of the Dalai Lama. It really is very Gaudi-esque to me, so I can picture myself sitting in parts of Barcelona, Spain while I'm there. It's very well named, incredibly themed. They also did a phenomenal job. I was there for the holidays. I loved their tree with that two-story foyer. It was incredible. And in the Barcelona Lounge, you will find what is now quickly becoming a very iconic picture of Walt and Mickey new to Grandestino Tower. So lots of places to eat. On top of everything we talked about, there's also two outdoor bars on top of all of that.
Well, I think when you have a resort that's the size of Disney's Coronado Springs Resort, you need to have that many options because there's so many different people that are visiting there. And so there might be a moment where you want to go and watch whatever game is on. And there's not a lot of places on property that is the main feature. So that offers it there. There's also the tapas, and there's drinks and there's lounges. I mean, it just sounds like a very, very robust offering of different options for any guest or that's staying on property or just wants to go there for a meal.
So many great things.
All right. So what didn't we cover? What else is there in this resort that we can kind of go through?
Somehow we didn't cover 50% of it. We didn't talk about the phenomenal wedding courtyard they've got. So keep your eyes peeled for a bride right out back. They've got a fire pit. They've got a great pool with a wonderful slide and a kiddie pool and a playground area. They've got a running track, and a couple of mornings a week, they do a fun run. They do morning yoga classes, painting classes. And my favorite that I managed to take part in a few weeks ago, Sangria University. I now hold a degree in sangria making.
The amount of Disney degrees you have never ceases to amaze. What does a sangria making degree entail?
We learned about the history of sangria. We learned about different elements of why sangria is made, how to make it, what wines do you want to mix, what fruits do you want to mix. A lot of sampling in that class, and then the opportunity to create our own sangria and really kind of understand the mix of the sweeter fruits and the tart fruits and mix it, play with it, see what you thought of it. Maybe it wasn't tasting how you wanted. What do we add to get that perfect mix? So a lot of fun.
Are you a white or a red girl?
I'm typically a white girl, a super sweet girl, so I played with a lot of the fruits and really enjoyed.
Now, something like that, obviously, I'm imagining extra cost, correct?
It is, but it was a really a nominal fee. It's offered currently Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon. It's under $40. Great hour of entertainment. And I will tell you without a doubt, they gave me way more than $40 worth of sangria to drink.
Well, that's good. And that, and the degree that you can come home with that you can make drinks for the rest of us.
That is right. My bragging rights now that I am a sangria certified person are huge.
That's fantastic. What else do we need to let anybody know that maybe is important if they're considering staying at this resort before they contact somebody like yourself over at Easy Disney Instant Impressions?
I think I obviously focused a lot on the tower. It's newest. It's really where my love is. But they do have a great rest of the resort. There are three other sections, typical moderate resort buildings that we're used to with those exterior hallways. Again, they're going to be further from all of the lobby areas, all the food areas, but great options. And sometimes that's what works in your budget because the tower is $30 to $50 more per night than the standard room. So talk to somebody. Again, I've said it before, it is not a one-size-fits-all answer at Disney. Let us help you craft the perfect vacation for your family.
And all those things that we mentioned, they're not exclusive to the tower. They're something that you can get with just staying on property.
That is correct.
Sandy, thanks for taking the time to explain this awesome, unique, and wonderful resort.
Thanks, Jeff.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. Be sure to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.